This might get weird.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Oh, cheers, Grace Helbig.
Cheers, Amory Hart.
A lovely way to spend a Saturday morning.
Truly, truly a beautiful, crisp Saturday here in Los Angeles.
I think crisp is the perfect way to describe it.
Everything's a little crunchy, a little bright.
I miss the feeling of crunchy leaves underneath my shoe.
I guess I do. But then when I lived on the East Coast, I took it for granted because it was annoying.
But that's true. But it is, you know.
There's something cathartic about it.
There's a lot of ASMR to fall.
Yeah,
I would
truly
say.
I have a quick question about pumping gas.
Oh, no. You're asking me?
Well, okay.
Who has destroyed two gas pumps in the last 2 years?
I always think I know what I'm doing, but as a person raised in Jersey where
you're not allowed to.
I didn't learn how to pump gas till after I graduated college and visited Los Angeles. I went to the pump. This was already on the heels of frustration of got in my car, gas tank was empty. Yeah. Elliot and I are sharing a car at the moment.
Oh,
and so I was like, dang. And then road construction happened. So I was like, okay.
Right. We were supposed to record an hour ago.
Yeah. So this morning was just a series of very gentle inconveniences.
Uh-huh.
And then got to the gas pump and it kept doing the thing where I put the handle in and I set it up and then it stops.
Okay.
And then when I hold it, it keeps stopping. It keeps flicking up and stopping. What does that mean?
Grace,
and what am I doing wrong? Because I was making an ass of myself.
Grace, it happens to me constantly.
What is it?
Here's the deal. Is it not in enough?
Right.
Is it in too much? So
the
I
angle
feel like
off.
People watch me pump gas and it's just me
It's me breakdancing.
I'm just trying to slightly move the nozzle a little bit. I don't understand either.
As long as it happens to someone else, I'll Google it later. But I felt like I only put $10 worth of gas in my car because I was like, I can't sit here and do this. I look like I've never, ever done this before. And it's embarrassing.
Sometimes am I not pushing it hard enough? But then sometimes I'll find a sweet spot where it's like you barely... You barely push it, and then it's like going 1 cent.
Yeah, it was going
a minute.
So slow. Like I was
so
like really trying to get a certain amount of gas in my car.
Right, like you were broke as hell.
And then I tried to make it look like, and $10. That's exactly what I came here for, and I'm leaving now.
because that's how it used to be. Sorry, we should be saving this for the real pod. But and I'll get into what we're doing today. But remember, because back in the day, like when we were kids, my mom would always put $10 of gas in her car, and that probably filled it up. But also, it was because you were going inside and paying with cash.
Well, see, in New Jersey, there are gas station attendants. So there's
you tell
them
the exact amount.
There's like high school kids that work at the pumps, and you just go 15 a regular, and you give them cash, and they do it all for you.
I remember saying one time when I was little, I want to be a gas pump attendant because I thought they just pocketed the money.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this guy's just taking money?
Like a valet, yeah.
I also thought that about toll bridges.
Toll booth workers,
I was like, they got so much change, these lucky bastards.
I had a couple of step aunts that worked at the toll booth on the way into Atlantic City. And occasionally, people would come out of Atlantic City, big winners, and would tip them like 50 bucks. Would be like, keep the change. Yeah. And I thought that I was told these stories when I was like in middle school. And so I was
like, 50 bucks was like, you're set.
I got to be a toll booth operator.
I love that we both had dreams of toll boothing. Well, guys, welcome to the bonus podcast. We're doing something a little different.
Yeah.
We decided we were going to put the first half or so up on our Patreon, but without the Patreon lock on it or password. So that way people who listen to the regular podcast who have been curious about what Patreon friggin' is can come over here, get a little taste.
Dip a toe in.
And then you guys can have the back half of this bitch to yourself.
Yeah, everyone loves the back half.
Oh, everyone does. Also, if you haven't listened to a bonus pod before or you're new to Patreon, these are a little more chill.
These are very, very chill. There's not as many, you know, zing, zang, zingers.
Right. We're not firing on all cylinders.
No, but
we're the slow pump.
This is the
$10 gas pump.
But it's still very authentic, I feel.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a nice speed. Should we explain that we're going to get into some questions a couple weeks ago or maybe last week, I guess?
Well, it was the week during the election. You and I
The COVID scare week.
I thought I had COVID. We thought democracy might be completely slipping through our grip.
Yeah.
And we were like, I can't do something fun. It's election day. So we asked for questions just because we had nothing else to talk about. And then we put up our podcast late and I didn't have COVID and we were ready to party.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was a roller coaster of emotions. But that said, we still have a lot of the questions that were asked of us. So we figured this would be a perfect way to be able to answer some of those questions, because a lot of them are pretty evergreen in a way. Mm-hmm. And I think might be stuff that you're curious about as well.
Some of them are evergreen. Some of them are blue.
Really?
Well, no, not like pervy. Like, I asked for questions.
They're Democrats.
Yeah, they're Democratic. No, I asked for questions, and a lot of people, I was like, oh, you're going through it.
Yeah.
You're diagnosed with going through it, and I totally understand, but this is out of my jurisdiction.
Yes, there are a lot of very sincere and very raw questions that were asked to us that I think both of us feel a little professional enough to answer some
totally.
Of these questions.
And I feel bad because I'm like, thank you so much for being so vulnerable.
Yeah.
If you submitted a question and we don't talk about it. But some of them I was just like, this is raw. This is a straight up crudo.
Right. And my optimism is that sometimes I think, at least for myself, when you write a question down, even without getting the answer, you put it out of your brain else. And maybe that's helpful.
Okay. So maybe our Instagram DM box.
It's like a trash can for people's shit.
I mean, I was going to say a confessional at a Catholic at a Catholic church, but also a garbage can, mm-hmm. whichever you like. Do you have one you want to start us off with? I'm pulling them up on my phone. Mine are just screen grabs.
Okay, let me see. Let me find a good one. Well, this one is specific to you.
Oh, no.
And it's very light. Brezzy Ben,
18.
Oh, no,
18. We're keeping these anonymous.
Oh, they're okay.
We said we'd keep them
you've
anonymous.
Never heard this, but this person, it's not.
Right, that's not a serious one.
No.
Okay.
This is, what's the best cake funneling pairing? A fan from Winnipeg, Canada.
Wow. If you don't know what they're talking about, when Dirty 30 came out, we had it in the movie.
Yeah.
It's called funnel caking, and you funnel a beer and then you immediately eat a cake. And we did a video of it, and it
was delicious. You came up with this beautiful concept, a glorious activity. And
I'm shocked it never caught on.
I know. Well, now's the time because people are heading into the winter season. Funnel cake sounds like a great activity at home.
Do it. I remember I put up pairings for you and Hannah, and I feel like there mm-hmm. was one for you because you love peanut butter.
Yeah.
I found a peanut butter stout beer.
Ugh.
And then it was like a brownie with a peanut butter swirl in it. That was pretty damn good.
It was great.
Good.
And I'm not a beer person, but right. It was very satisfying.
I also feel like you could do like a raspberry Hefeweizen, like a purple haze,
mm-hmm.
and then funnel cake, like a lemon pound mm-hmm. cake,
ooh.
Like a raspberry lemon.
See,
love how serious I'm taking this.
I know. I was like, you just made a trashy activity sound very classy.
Right?
Also, I love to think of it that it's like the adult version of Wild and Crazy Kids.
Yes.
Of funnel caking.
Absolutely. This is our field day.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Here is one that says, anonymous. Recently, I went on a spontaneous date with a guy on Hinge. It was super fun. He was really funny and sweet, all around great. But as soon as I got in my car, I started to pick out tiny things I didn't like and overanalyze them. And by the time I got home, I'd already imagined how the relationship might end.
How
do I stop doing this? Because it's happened more than once.
Ooh, man, yeah. That's tough. And I do that too. Like, I'll go from A to Z.
You'll play a whole marriage story in your head to see why you're already heartbroken. He's the biggest bastard you've ever met, and you've known him 10 minutes.
How I'm going to explain it to my friends and family, and how I'm going to make sure it doesn't get out on the internet in
any
way. And
how in shape I'm going to be when he eventually breaks my heart.
I have to get the new iPhone so I have the better camera so I can take better photos for when I want to set thirst traps.
Meanwhile, he's like, would you like to share an app?
And I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Fuck you. I can't believe you did that.
I'm also one of those people that, like, when I'm making plans and Elliot calls me out on it, that I'll talk through, like, the worst case scenarios of things. And he's like, you're already assuming the worst. And in my
Chip
mind, I go,
this.
I'm problem solving for, like, he's like, what? Problems that don't exist right now.
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah, I have to. It is such a wiring thing, like conditioned to do it.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is very much a worrier. And so, you know, unconsciously pick that up from her.
But we also have it from our career.
Yeah.
Is that like the biggest part of doing stuff in entertainment, especially like with acting stuff, is people are like, oh, you have to learn how to become a master of rejection.
Yeah.
And so it's it's hard not to let that bleed over into every other aspect of your life.
Oh, yeah. Managing your expectations mm-hmm. for everything is really difficult. So she went on, or he or they went on this date, and then they started to nitpick the person apart in the car after, which I think is okay to a degree. Like, having critical thinking about someone and, like, retroactively making sure yes. you didn't have, like, rose-colored glasses on the whole time that you
yes,
were with
it
them.
Yes, it is better than... Right. I think it's better than the opposite of like right. building them up and like they're just a normal person. And by the time you get home, they're like Ryan Gosling.
Right.
It's like,
or like spending your energy downplaying or ignoring red flags that might pop
true.
Up. But, you know, all things in moderation. I think if you like this person, there might be like a fear, obviously, that mm-hmm. you're going to get your heart broken because now you're vulnerable. You like this person.
True.
So like your chips are on the table. I think because we got a lot of questions about dating in the pandemic, which I feel bad giving advice on because I don't know exactly.
I don't know how to do it.
I know how to have a relationship sustained during a pandemic.
Barely.
But in my mind, and this is totally ignorant coming from the outside, looking in on yeah. people dating, I do feel like you have to be a little bit more vulnerable now and really like put yourself out there because you don't have as much in-person interaction, mm-hmm. you know? And so everyone's in their own world spinning these narratives of what their interaction was like.
Right.
So you do have to be a little bit more forthright about your feelings, yes. I imagine. Like, really go for it if you like someone. Really set up a date. Really set up a second date.
Mm-hmm.
But with going all the way to, like, here's all the reasons
here's
this
the
person
end.
Is bad. I guess maybe... balance it by trying to think of like the genuine reasons that they're good.
Yeah.
And see what's there when you start thinking the opposite.
Like, totally.
Let yourself see both sides of the coin.
Also, you probably had some shit that he's nitpicking too.
Yeah.
or her or they. Like, it's truly, it's like for whatever he does weird when he eats his food, mm-hmm. you might have had something on your eye the
yeah.
whole time.
Yeah. And I do think that this is a sign that you actually really like this
person.
I do too.
I absolutely do.
We all try and figure out how to not get our hearts broken when we start to crush on someone. So we try and
right.
see like what's wrong with them.
You're
so I'm
thinking
not...
about what happens when you eventually break up.
Yeah.
Not, I never want to see this guy for a second
yeah,
date.
Yeah, exactly. You're thinking mm-hmm. about how you can get over whatever rejection he might throw your way.
Yep.
Versus like, how do I fall in love with this person?
I think you need to go on a second date.
Yeah. See where
That's
it
what
goes.
I think.
See where it goes. And maybe tell him.
Put Here's a list of tiny him. Things. Are you willing to change? Look at us.
I know.
I feel like the Paul Rudd gif from Hot Ones. Where it's like, look at us. Look at us. We're like giving advice and shit.
I know.
Oh my
great.
God.